Welcome to Evolve to Be Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Weitzman, and this is Grounding Meditations for Your Shifting Consciousness. And I want to start off this show by just having a little discussion. We're always talking about grounding meditations for the shift in consciousness or your shift in consciousness. And that is what this radio show is all about. It's how do you maintain your groundedness? How do you maintain that sense of peace, that sense of calm, that sense of stability when the chaos of life is whirling around you? And one of the things that I really was thinking about all this week was consciousness and the evolution of consciousness. And it's such a big topic right now. You know, as a human race, we've been evolving. And first we evolved physically, and then we started evolving socially, or our civilization started to evolve. And then we started evolving with tools, and we evolved through religion, and we evolved through the industrial age. And we're coming to a point where we've just been really evolving through technology, and technology has been in this quickening stage of advancement. And so people are discussing what's our next evolutionary process. And people are really talking about the evolution of consciousness. I just got a thing on Facebook by Truth Beckons, I think it was, or Catalyst for Change. I'm not sure. But you know how you get those little blurbs on Facebook, those great quotes with a really cool picture attached to it. And the one that I got today... I'm completely drawing a blank right now, which is so weird. There we go. I have it right on my Facebook, so I'm just going to go back to it. But it was this beautiful picture of people blindfolded. And then there was this yellow energy swirling around. And then there were other people that were taking off their blindfolds. And it said the next revolution is consciousness, or something to that effect. And I wish I could find it faster so I can get the exact quote. But it was just exactly what I've been thinking about all week, to the point where I was having trouble sleeping this week because I was just hearing these lectures in my head about the evolution of man and the evolution of consciousness. And so I really started thinking, what is consciousness? You know, we're talking about the evolution of consciousness, and everybody is throwing these buzzwords around. But what does consciousness really mean? And consciousness, the Webster's dictionary explanation, is awakening. That is it. It's just one word, awakening. So it's not this huge thing that's going to happen, because if you think about it, we've been awakening. We've been awakening since the moment we were born. We've been awakening since the dawn of man. So it's not that we're just starting this conscious evolution or this evolution of consciousness, but what it is that we've been evolving our consciousness. We have been becoming aware of who we are and what we're doing here in this lifetime and where we're heading and awakening to what are our relationships like and what do we want them to be. It's all about consciousness. Every single waking moment of our lives is about consciousness. So it's not a new phenomenon that's happening. What it is that it's just we're having a quickening. We're becoming aware of there's like a deepening happening within our own being, within our own awareness. Our consciousness is going really, really deep into those places where we can really honestly, with a lot of courage, just look at our behaviors, look at the way we think and the way we feel, and then the way we act upon those thoughts and feelings out into the world. And it's not that we haven't done this before, but we're doing it in a much grander scale right now, because there's an actual support system that's happening with the energies that are coming onto the planet. The energies that are on the planet right now are such high vibrational energies that it's allowing a quickening within our consciousness. It's easier to wake up. It's easier to notice the things that you want to change, or the life that you want to manifest. Everything is becoming much quicker. And what does that mean when the energy becomes quicker, becomes finer, the vibration is higher? Your thoughts, which move your energy, your consciousness, what happens is it starts to manifests itself out in the world very, very quickly. So it's really important that you do the clearing exercises to clear your thoughts and your belief systems. And, you know, I feel like I'm starting to develop this formula for the evolution of consciousness, because there is a formula. The people are talking about, yes, it's happening, and there's all these people out in the world right now, great thinkers and great activists that are allowing the whole entire world, especially the mainstream population, to understand that energy really does exist, that healing is possible, that there is a shift in our consciousness happening on the planet, and that there is a change in the ages. There's a shifting of perception. There's, with everything that's happening on the planet, there's so many more people coming out and saying, I'm channeling this person, or, you know, I've had experience with multidimensional beings or extraterrestrials or ascended masters. And it's becoming more widely accepted into the norm of everybody's existence, which means that their consciousness, they're becoming more aware that there's things that exist outside their five senses. And it's been a passion of mine as a healer that my clients not just come to me for healing work, but they actually start to learn the process of their own healing and to awaken their own abilities of not only utilizing energy to create healing in their own body, but becoming aware that energy exists throughout their life. You know, it intertwines, it interweaves with every piece of their existence as they journey through their life. So it's a passion of mine, and it's just been something that I've really been thinking about. And especially because it's, for me personally, it's like, what do I want to say to the world? There's a few things that are going on with me that you'll find out soon. And one of them is that there's a new chakra system in the energy field. And that's probably right now my biggest life purpose right now, is to get that information out. And that's been a huge process for me that I've been working on. But it's people are talking about this evolution of consciousness, but nobody is really giving a really good detailed understanding of what that process is about. There's been, it's also difficult for people, because they think, well, everybody has their own process. Everybody has their own, sort of way that they do things, and everybody is on their own timeline. So we all we all are in our own evolution of consciousness at our own pace. But there is definitely, I'm starting to see a real strong container in a way to do things or a way to shift your consciousness that would actually be helpful. It's kind of like a guideline or a step-by-step, and this is what I can do. And that's why I'm, when I asked my guides, I kind of had a temper tantrum one day with my guides, and I said, you know, I've been working for a doctor for so many years, and I'm helping her with her passion in her life and her life purpose, and kind of just waiting around for mine. And I remember this because I was running, and I do a lot of meditation while I run. And so I was running through my neighborhood, and I was kind of having this temper tantrum. It had been years since I graduated Barbara Brennan. It had been a few years since I graduated the Energy Touch School of Advanced Healing. I was doing amazing work working for my friend who was a doctor and had a passion to have healers in her practice. So I was kind of like, what's going on? I know I'm waiting. I'm waiting for something. I know I'm to teach. I know that's a big part of my healership. So I started just having this little temper tantrum. When is it going to be my turn? What am I going to do? And I remember I was so clear that my guide said, teach meditation. And I was like, well, okay. At first I was like so thrilled that I actually got this such a clear guidance. Teach meditation. I was like, yes, I'm finally getting something. I'm on the right track. And then I was like, well, what kind of meditation am I going to teach? There's so much. People are teaching meditation. They've been doing it for thousands of years. What am I going to teach? Am I going to teach something new? And then I just started getting all this information. You know, I don't know if I was reading a Greg Braden book. Probably not, but I was very much aware of the coming of 2012 and the shift of ages and the shifting of consciousness, the evolution of consciousness. And so I had this awareness that there are all these people that were really coming out and talking about this and bringing all the evidence, the scientific evidence, to mainstream and making this and bringing the awareness of this shift that's going on. So I even remember a couple years later after that, I was in Hawaii swimming with the dolphins, and I was laying on a beach, and there were two older gentlemen laying in chairs behind me at the beach, and you can just tell by the way they looked that they weren't very conscious, and they were talking about business, and they were drinking some beers together, and just enjoying their vacation, and then they started talking about 2012. And one guy is like, yeah, what do you think about this 2012 stuff? You know, do you really think the world's going to end? And what I realized was that there was such an explosion in the mainstream media and with people giving this information that there was something about to happen, that there were indigenous cultures all around the world that were talking about the end of their cycle and the end of their calendar, that it started to awaken everyone on the planet. There was not one person on the planet on December 21st, 2012, that wasn't thinking about a shifting of something. You know, whether or not they understood that a shift of the ages, that there was an actual energetic shift that was occurring on the planet that was going to accelerate the evolution of our consciousness. They didn't know, but they knew something was going to happen. And I found that really fascinating. But what I found, what started to be my passion, was that nobody was giving the how-tos or what was going to happen and how to do it. And there was all kinds of things. I was just fascinated by the whole entire process of what people were talking about and what to do and what to look for. And then there was a big movement of nothing's going to happen. And we need to gather together in groups and we need to meditate. But there was no actual call. There was a call to arms that things were moving and shaking up and shifting and changing. And we were coming into, the fifth world of peace, and that we were finally going to have this explosion of this beautiful evolution of the way we are, and the way we are in the world, and the way we are with each other. And we were going to finally wake up, and we're really going to start creating this utopian society, this heaven. We were bringing heaven to earth. And I believe that this is true. Not only do I believe it, but I've actually seen the actual shifting happening. But what my passion was about was that nobody was giving the how-tos and the whys. You know, people were giving the whys, and they were giving that it was happening, and they were scientifically validating it, and they were showing how the planets were lining up together in the middle of the galaxy. But nobody was actually sharing the steps of what to do. And that's when I really started coming up with the grounding meditations for the shift in consciousness. That is when I started getting the informational downloads of exactly what was going on. Now, I had been doing this grounding meditation for a very long time. It wasn't until I started really getting into a passionate conversation with myself about why nobody's talking about what to do is when my guides came in and said, well, you've been doing it. We've shown you already, but this is the science behind it. And this is why. And that's when they started showing me the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. So the first part of your shifting of consciousness, the evolution of your consciousness, the quickening that's happening right now. The first thing and the most important thing, if you're going to do anything, is grounding your energy down into the earth and really anchoring your energy. The most important layer is actually the electromagnetic grids in between the hot molten lava core and the essence of Mother Earth, which I always describe to you as a ball of light. It's actually a diamond in the center of the Earth, but there's no actual real scientific evidence. They say that, if you want to look at science, they say that it's a ball of iron. I don't really necessarily believe that they are able to physically drill that far into the earth that they actually know what's in there. So for me, it's just a matter of in some dimensional reality, just like in my own dimensional reality in my body, it holds my essence. It holds my spark of divinity, which I am. And the earth holds the same thing. So you're going down through the layers of the earth, the dirt, the soil, the rock, all of that, the water, there's oil in between those layers. There's all kinds of things in between that organic matter that you're going through from the surface down. It's about, I think it's 4,000 miles, but, I'm not one for too much scientific fact in detail. And then there is a lava core. That it's like the lava layer of the earth is the magma that's actually physically exists in the earth, because what happens is there's pockets of magma that come up through a volcano, but then there's underneath the tectonic plates. Don't quote me on this because I'm not a geophysicist or I'm not a geologist at all, but there is a whole entire layer of hot lava underneath those tectonic plates. And I know that has something to do with it holds a lot of energy, and I'm pretty sure that it's molten granite, but again, don't quote me on it. I hate giving scientific facts because I'm not one for research. I'm really one for what my guides have told me and shown me. And then I go back and sometimes if I need really a lot of validation, then I'll go back and I'll look at the science behind it. Like with my, the new chakra system that I've been downloading information about that and getting guidance for, my guides actually had me go and do some scientific research to show, to prove to me that, what I'm seeing and what they're teaching me is real. And that's only because I'm going to have to bring that information out to the world, and the world is going to need scientific evidence. So, but for the grounding meditations, it's more just an awareness. It's just more of, an experience to have. But then, so we have this molten layer of lava that for me is incredibly powerful place to burn off everything. Whatever doesn't serve you in the moment, it could be a pain in your body. When you're down in that molten lava, just actually taking it in, allow your bones to just absorb all that rich hot lava that's moving through you, and allow that to burn off what no longer serves you. And trust me, pain and suffering no longer serves you. We're moving into this dimensional reality, these higher dimensions where we're ending the timelines, we're ending our existence of lesson, where we need to have these experience of pain and suffering in order to learn things and to grow and to move forward in the evolution, in our spiritual evolution. So you utilize that layer just for that. I go down there, and sometimes it's almost like a movie for me, where I'll just see my whole entire self. I'm like, just burn everything. I want to be fresh and new, you know, when I'm finished with this. I want to be every day I want to be a completely new person. And I want to take my experiences from yesterday, as amazing as they were, I want to burn off all of the negative stuff that I don't need. Any of those moments where I had an experience and that negative little voice popped into my head or triggered a belief system of a lower vibration, which means a belief system of lack, of non-abundance, of feelings of unworthiness. So that's what the molten lava layer is, and it's an actual physical layer in the earth, but it's also on a metaphysical level or an energetic level. It's the level where the burning off of what no longer serves you happens, and then underneath that there is on another dimension, a dimension of a higher vibration, where it's just energetic. There are energy grids, lines of light that are in a geometrical pattern that this is the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. And this is where we're anchoring into now, because there's nothing from the surface of the earth down through the organic matter. There used to exist all these energetic grid patterns that we would lock our energy into. And these are no longer in existence. They're completely dissolved. The solar flares from the sun, actually, the highly charged photons that come with the solar flare that hits the earth has been doing an incredible job of dissolving these energetic lines of light that exist in the surface of the earth, in the organic matter of the earth. You know, we talk about ley lines. People have heard about ley lines, that sacred sites have been built upon, and somehow they utilize the ley lines, these energy lines of the earth. These structures are connected to those energetic lines, and we don't fully understand the technology of the civilizations that built these structures, these sacred sites. So these are the energetic grids that I'm talking about, that the sacred sites sit on. Now, I've never really asked the question, and I'm kind of asking it now, is are those lines gone? And the answer that I'm getting is no, those lines, those energetic lines are not gone yet, but they will be gone because we will be building new structures, new sacred sites that are going to harness the Earth's energy and harness the energy of the new ley lines for our, you know, for us to utilize the energy of Earth. So we will, you know, the energy that's coming onto the planet is a new energy. It's a higher vibrational energy that has not been here before. And we will definitely need to build new structures. So I've had a lot of experience in Egypt. I was actually in Egypt five times in the past year and a half, and for 3 and 4 weeks at a time. So I haven't really added up how much time I've been there, but there's a lot of destruction of the temples going on right now by the government, and it's all being done in secret, and to the point where I'm noticing things, and people are, and the guards in the temples are asking who I am and what organization do I belong to. It was actually kind of getting a little bit dangerous for me to be in Egypt because I love Egypt so much. And I'm seeing what the destruction that's happening, and it's really upsetting to me. And at the same time, I completely understand and know that the destruction of these various sites is supposed to happen. It's bound to happen. We're having a complete shattering of everything that's going on the planet right now, including what's going on in ourselves. So, you know, the shattering that's not only happening on the outside of the planet with all the structures, but what's going on the inside of us too. We're having a shattering of our own being. So, I have Joe on line one. I'm going to take this call. Hi, Joe. Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Audrey. This is Joe. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. I want to say thank you so much for your show every Sunday morning. I look forward to it so much. Ever since you started, I've been just every Sunday morning, I make sure I listen to your show, and I just really appreciate everything you have to share with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Is there anything?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is there anything specific that you wanted to share or just
One of the things I'd share is I look forward to doing the grounding meditation every Sunday, but there are times as when I do the grounding meditation with you that it's hard for me to understand the description that you're talking about, especially when you go to the molten lava part of it. I have a hard time imagining that. Mm-hmm. However, when the meditation is done, I do feel more relaxed. But there's times when I don't feel anything. I just wonder, is there something I'm not doing correct?
No, everything that you're doing is correct. And let me just think for a minute. The times that you're not feeling anything, are you already really kind of relaxed and calm before you start the meditation?
More or less I am, yes.
Yeah, so you're probably already a bit grounded. And then when you do the meditation, there's not really this profound aha experience.
Okay.
The other thing that I could just say is that there'll be times when nothing happens. And I know for myself, when I do these meditations, that it's always different every single time. So it's never the same.
Okay.
So for you to at one moment experience something happening, and the next time you do it, nothing happens or you don't feel it. Mm-hmm. But is it okay if I work with you a little bit?
Yes, please do.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to, if everybody wants to, whoever's listening, just do you do the meditation sitting or laying down or standing?
I'm usually sitting.
Okay. So your feet are flat on the floor and your back is touching the back of the chair, or
yes.
Are you sitting on the edge?
I have my back against the chair and I'm sitting with my feet on the floor, yes.
Okay. So as long as you're in a comfortable position, and then I want everybody to follow along with me. And we're just going to start doing the grounding meditation right now.
Okay.
And I want you to just, imagine or sense that pranic tube that's outside of your body surrounding you. And there's no pressure here because I want everybody to know this. It doesn't matter if you can feel something or not feel something. Just say that it's there.
Okay.
And your imagination, your consciousness is so powerful that it creates immediately. And if you want to talk about the law of attraction and the secret and all those things, that's what's happening. So it's just saying it's there. That's all there is to it. But I'm going to take you down really fast, and then I'm going to do the meditation with everybody.
Okay, that sounds great, Audrey. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to put your hands on your legs. And I just want you to imagine that your whole entire body is surrounded in lava. And what happens when you feel that or even think it?
Well, I just think of the hotness of the lava, but sometimes I have a hard time just imagining the lava itself.
Okay. So do you feel a heat sensation, or are you just thinking it would be hot down here?
It would be hot down there, yes.
Right. So is that enough for you?
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay. So that's really what it's about, is whatever experience that you're having in the moment, is that enough? Now, if you want, you can choose to maybe feel like the bottom of your feet being covered in lava. Like, what would that feel like? For some people, that would be really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, because automatically they would go into their head that my feet are in hot lava, my skin just got burned off and I have no bones in my feet. Do you understand what I mean? It's like there would be a real physical connection with their brain saying, I'm going to burn up and die if I'm really in hot lava, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think for right now, for you to just feel the warmth and the heat.
Got it. Okay, yes.
That feels really good, and
right.
That feels really nice. So it's however the experience that you're having in the moment,
mm-hmm.
how it opens your heart. If there's something that's going to happen where you're kind of like, maybe for you, it might be that if you actually experienced what the lava really feels like,
mm-hmm.
you would think that your whole entire body was going to burn up and crispy, crunchy, you know, and that wouldn't be good for you.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yes, it does help, Audrey. You want to just thank you so much. And then thank you so much for your show every Sunday morning. It is just really great what you're doing for us.
Thank you so much. And my heart is just so full and open right now. So thank you.
You're welcome. You have an enjoyable Sunday now.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
So, I know that when I'm talking about, I'm giving a lot of information, and what I'm finding, which is so funny, is that 1 hour a day on a radio show or 1 hour a week is, there's so much information. It's not enough. So when you are hearing the information that I'm giving you, and it's a lot of information, Just allow yourself to absorb it. You are getting it in all kinds of ways that you can't even possibly imagine right now. So it's not so much of, am I doing it correctly? Each and every one of you are having a completely different experience in doing the meditation, and each and every one of you are doing it correctly. That is the beautiful thing about meditating. That is the beautiful thing. It's one of the things that I think that sometimes religion takes away from us, is that it's meditation brings you into having a personal experience. And sometimes that experience may be sitting in stillness and there's nothing. But there is an experience that you're having. And it's never what you think it is. I remember being at Barbara Brennan, and we would go into, what does a healer look like? And everybody had these ideas of, long hair and flowy skirts and having a scarf and all of this. And the truth is that healers exist in all different ways, in all different looks. And it's never what we think it's going to be. And so if we can get out of our heads, even for a few seconds, and I do this all the time with myself, I think it should be this way and that way. And, and even doing this radio show, I thought about doing it a year ago, and I was like, well, who am I? Who's going to listen to this show? And at one point I just got out of my head, and it didn't matter what I thought it was going to look like, because I couldn't possibly imagine any of what it really does look like. And every Sunday is completely different for me. So just keep breathing, keep allowing yourself to have an experience, and don't put any labels on it. There's no agendas, there's no attachments. Like with Joe, he just knew that he felt calm after the meditation. So that's really the most important thing. And I guarantee you that the more you do this meditation, don't wait till Sunday. Do it every day. The more you do it, I'm probably one of the worst students in the world. So, for me, it's like studying and doing homework was always a pain. And my teachers, even in healing school, they're like, practice, practice, practice. Audrey, you got to meditate every day. And I was like, oh God, I don't want to do that. But the reality is that the more I meditated, the more experiences that I had, because each meditation was profoundly different than the next. So I just invite you to just keep doing this and allowing yourself to have whatever experience is going to come up for you. I know in the beginning of doing grounding meditations that sometimes you will feel your fears first. Your fears will come up, whether they are fears of claustrophobia, fears of not being good enough, realizations of how you've harmed the earth. Maybe things have come up with your relationship with your mother. All of those are in the mix, okay? Because we're human. We're having these human experiences. I want you to know, please know this, that the earth opens up her heart and welcomes each and every one of you. And that each and every one of you, this is your birthright. This grounding exercise, I don't charge for this because it's not mine to charge for. I'm getting choked up. This is who we are. And we've been deeply veiled, and we've had all this information. It's like almost like I want to say the word stolen, but I don't want to put that victimization out there, because we needed to be separated from the information to have the experiences that we needed. But it's time now to empower ourselves with who we are and the truth of who we are and the understanding of what we own. You own your energy, and your energy belongs to the earth because you are alive walking on this planet right now. It belongs there. And I'm inviting you to understand or give you an understanding of a little bit about what's been going on and why we feel the way we do, why we feel so ungrounded, and where can we go to get our grounding back, because that is your birthright. It is your, it belongs to you. You know, your ability to stay calm and focused, to journey your life path, is it belongs to you. That ability belongs to you. And I want you to know that, and I want you to feel empowered, and I want you to understand that whenever there's a feeling of I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, there's nothing going on, just get those thoughts out of your head. Just tell those thoughts to go watch TV, or that they're not yours, because I guarantee you those thoughts are not the truth of who you are. And the truth is that this is real. This is happening. Your energy is sinking into the earth in a really profound and connected way, whether you realize it or not. So there's nothing to worry about, and there's nothing to there's really nothing to do. You just need to be. You need to be with whatever you're feeling in the moment. But know that it's your birthright to be here. So just bring your awareness to the center of your forehead. Get comfortable in your meditation position, however you choose that to be, standing, sitting, or laying down. If you're standing, please have your eyes open and focus on a spot 4 feet in front of you. Make sure that your knees are bent. You do not want to pass out. If you're sitting in a chair, your feet are flat. And if you're laying down, breathe. And if you fall asleep, no worries. Just by listening to my voice, your energy automatically follows the path into the earth. So that's all you need to know. There's no pushing, there's no pulling. It's just an allowing and an opening. So being present in the moment, with your eyes focused at the center of your forehead, calling all of your energies back to this present moment right here and right now. Any energies that were scattered into the past, scattered into the future, any energies that you've hooked into other people that don't belong there, I should say. Just bringing all those energies back into your body. Bringing everything, all of your energy that was scattered, into this present moment right here and right now. Just understanding and realizing that there's a pranic tube that exists around your body, 360 degrees, about a foot out. Sometimes you can feel it, sometimes you can't. It doesn't matter. Bring your hands 3 inches below your belly button. And you can sink your energetic fingers into your body and start to become aware that there is a ball of light that sits right in front of your spinal column. And just allow this ball of light to grow. Grow to the size of a baseball, grow to the size of a grapefruit. Allow that ball of light to grow so it's touching your hip bones, By listening to my voice, your consciousness is taking in the awareness. It's opening its awareness just to being in your pelvic area. The visualization, your mind starts to think about visualizing, and it already moves the energy. Allow that energy to grow outside of your body. You can actually bring your hands out and just to see if you become aware if there's any kind of tingling, pulsation, heat. There would be some sort of awareness. And if you cannot feel it, it just means in this moment that your high sense perception, that we have 14 different ways of perceiving, you're not utilizing your sense of touch right now. And that's okay. You could be using your direct sense of knowing. You could be using a smell. You could be using, there's 14 different high sense perceptions. And I guarantee you right now you're using one of them. Now allow this ball of light to shoot down your legs and down into the earth. Some of you might just be seeing a movie in your head. Some of you might actually have a sensation that you're actually traveling down into the earth, that you're no longer in your body. There's all kinds of different experiences to have. And you're traveling down through all the different organic layers of the earth. And then you're sliding down into the molten lava layer of the earth. Just imagine yourself dropping down. If you're not sensing anything as a feeling, I invite you to explore what else is happening. Did your heart rate slow down? Did you just get a sense of, oh, everything just kind of stopped? The hot lava is really thick and very slow. It just might be such a subtle shift in your awareness. That's all you need. And if your mind is going into, I don't sense anything, don't worry about it. You could do a whole entire lecture on nothingness and sitting in the stillness. So you're in the molten lava, asking the lava to burn off what no longer serves you. Just releasing into that lava, that highly charged, energetic, hot, molten rock will take from you what you don't need anymore. What is it that you don't need? Is it a thought pattern? Is it a feeling? Is it an actual physical pain? Is it a pain in your heart? Is it a sensation that you're having? Just allow this space to just take what no longer serves you. Allow it to flush your field, your body. And now you're going to slowly drop down further through that molten lava and out of that layer and into the layer of the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. And just what do you notice here in this layer? You're connecting, your lines of light are connecting, clearing, and charging to the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. These are lines of light that are in the middle of the Earth that stay there permanently. It's her energetic template. And you are connecting into the Earth's energetic template. Your energetic template and the Earth's energetic template are lining up. They're coming into alignment. It's like I'm clicking in. I'll help you. I'll tell you what I feel. And that all of a sudden I feel cool. I don't feel heat anymore. I feel that the energy feels different. It's not slow and heavy. It's a lot lighter. And if I check my body starts to tingle. And you're dropping down, you're moving through your pranic tube, which is already established, into the center of the Earth. So you're moving down through that tube, moving through those lines of light. For some people, it might feel weird, strange. For some people, they might not feel anything. It's just a knowing that it's happening. And then you're sliding down into the essence of Mother Earth. And a big ball of light. So when I get here, my eyes are closed, but everything gets a little brighter. And I feel so much heart energy here. I'm really feeling acceptance and warmth, like it's like coming home. It's a very unconditional place here. If you start to feel conditions in this place, please know that they're yours. This is your stuff. Okay? The evolution of consciousness is awareness. And sometimes it's not going to be pretty. Okay? So I want you to know, if you are feeling a sensation like the earth doesn't want you here, that is you. Okay? And it's something for you to become aware of so you can work through those belief systems. Okay? It's not the truth of who you are. It's a conditioning that's happened throughout your life. You know, start to go back and find those times or those experiences where you didn't feel accepted or you felt like love was very conditional. If I did this, they will love me. Okay? You could throw garbage on the earth all day long and you come into this place and she will love you with everything she has. But I guarantee you, the next day, there will be no more throwing garbage on the planet for you. You will never do that again. So just allow yourself to open your heart to open in this space and just allow yourself to be able to take in what you can. It's not about your heart bursting, opening, taking in all of this. It's a heart opening is a process. It's like using a new muscle. And you might even feel a pain in your heart in this place. And I want you to think something different in this moment. That your heart is not hurting because of pain and wounding that's been inflicted on you. Maybe that pain is your heart opening much bigger for the very first time. And so in this place of your heart opening, it's like using a new bicep, or it's like doing bicep curls at the health club. When you use a muscle that you haven't used in a really long time, it's painful. So the pain is not about wounding. The pain is really about opening up in this new way. It's like you're stretching your heart open. Hmm. feels really good. And now I want you to begin your journey back up towards the surface of the earth. Going up, sliding up through that tube, the pranic tube, up through the layers of the earth. So you're going to go through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth, just sliding back up. It's actually now you're anchoring in this new energy. You're anchoring actually your heart, as your heart opened up in this new space, you're now anchoring in your energetic template to hold your heart open a little bit more. And you're going up through the layers, up towards the molten lava core, that layer. I keep calling it a core. It really surrounds the inner earth. And up through that layer, just feeling a slowing down or the heat. And sliding up towards the organic matter of the earth, that surface layer. And speeding up through that layer of the earth, back up into your body, feeling a sensation or a pulse, or knowing that you're in at your feet and coming up through your legs, through your pelvis, and up through your torso, and into your heart space. And sometimes when people come back into their body, they get turned around, so just make sure that you're facing forward and feeling your heart opening. I'm going to ask for the divine presence to come through my body right now so that I may be a clear channel of healing. And I'm going to give you healing in this moment. Thank you so much for being here. It's always, always a great honor to be part of this amazing evolution of consciousness that's happening on the planet. I'm deeply honored to be in service to everyone here, including myself, including this amazing planet and the universe. And I want you to enjoy your Sunday, enjoy your week, and knowing that at any time you can listen to the archives of the show to get the grounding meditation. If you go to evolvetobe.com and register, I do have a free MP3 of the grounding meditation that you can download and listen to at any time. Enjoy this beautiful day today. Thank you so much.